At the Animal Agriculture Alliance Stakeholder Summit, I'm visiting with our moderator, Andy Vance, with Feedstuffs. And Andy, this has just got to be a great honor and a privilege and a joy to be able to come and moderate this thing today. First of all, how'd you get this gig?
Yeah, it was really interesting because last year I was pinch hitting on a panel for Feedstuffs publisher Sarah Muirhead, and the panel ended up being one of probably the most talked about sessions of the summit, not necessarily just because of my involvement, but talked about antibiotics and had some really contentious discussions. So apparently I didn't offend enough people with my comments or scare off enough people. And Emily Meredith, who's done a great job putting together the summit, said, hey, you know, we'd like someone who is at least relatively close to the millennial generation, and I'm right on that border between the millennials.
It says it right on your name badge.
Yeah, I've been accosted a couple times by people saying you're not a millennial,
and they wouldn't give me one.
Yeah, well, I said I'm gonna channel, you know, my youth through my name badge. Anyway, so Emily said, you know, we'd like for somebody to come in who can kind of temper some of the emotions on a lot of these really highly charged issues we're going to be talking about. So I backed into it in a sense, but I'm really excited about the next 2 days.
Well, as controversial and sort of in your face as you always are, I mean, why would they think that?
Yeah, you know, the lightning rod goes wherever he wants in this case, I guess. It's this place that we're in, and you and I have talked about this before, that it seems like every issue we talk about today, someone's worked up about it, and it doesn't really matter what it is. The challenge for us is to figure out how can we get past our own emotions on some of these issues, because we have very strong emotions within agriculture, and help others understand where we're coming from. And Emily said to the crowd today, it's not about transparency. It's ultimately about honesty, and I think we have to be honest with ourselves, honest with our consumers, and try to, you know, foster that kind of understanding.
So are we going to have real millennials here then?
Absolutely. One of the panels I'm most excited about is a group of students from George Washington University, just down the road from where we are here in Arlington, and they're going to share some of their very honest and probably, I'm expecting, very blunt impressions of food production, food processing, and how they make decisions about what ultimately they buy and consume.
I saw a bunch of them last night in Cold Stone Creamery, so I know ice cream's high on the list.
Yeah, the question is, was it local? Was it organic? Was it? I kid, but those are some of the topics we're going to discuss. So when you go to a Cold Stone or a Chipotle or a Chick-fil-A or wherever it is, what goes through your mind when you walk up to the counter? Or for these students, when they go into the dining hall at George Washington, what is it they're expecting? What is it they're looking for when they put their little ID through the machine and walk away with some food?
So we're going to be here through midday tomorrow. Quite a bit of panel discussion and presentations.
Yeah, this format is a little different from other summits that I've attended or moderated because it is very panel-centric. What we've ultimately found out is that there are so many different perspectives on a lot of these different issues, and it depends on where you sit in the food chain, how you feel about some of these things. So let's bring together people who have different ideas and opinions, and people who maybe don't share our general consensus in agriculture, and have a balanced discussion, not necessarily a debate, not trying to convince one side or the other, but just so that we can really get a broader feel for where are people's heads and hearts on some of these contentious issues.
Well, since I have a sponsor for my coverage here, which is Elanco, and I know we've got somebody on the program from the company here, we've got to mention Sensible Table and the Enough is Enough is Enough program, where for Twitter it's hashtag feed the nine, the number nine. This concept of needing to feed 9 billion people here is going to be a part of the discussion, I assume.
Yeah, the days that Elanco Chief Jeff Simmons retweets me or copies me on a tweet with the hashtag Feed the Nine are the days I feel really good about my role in the food industry, because Jeff and Rob Aukerman and the team at Elanco are really doing some amazing things. And I'll tell you, you know, this goes back a few years for me when I really first started paying attention to what they were doing. I saw Roger Cady, who's actually on the program here, give a presentation on sustainability. And he puts up just some really dynamic numbers. And for a wannabe economist like me, I want to see the data. You know, we're science-based people in agriculture. I'm a numbers guy. What does the data tell us, and how does that drive our decision-making? So Roger gives a great presentation on how modern agriculture is a lot more sustainable than what it gets credit for, and certainly than what it was 20, 30, 50 years ago. So then I started following more and more, and this kind of what I think of as a continuum that Elanco's been on, where we started out with a great white paper a few years ago, as meta-analysis that said ultimately consumers buy on taste, cost, and convenience. You know, really 94-95% of the consuming public just wants food they can afford to feed their families that tastes good and that doesn't cause them a big hassle to go to the store and buy and cook. So then now we move forward and with some of these latest pieces that Elanco's put out, the Feed the Nine hashtag, Sustainable Table, the Enough movement, it's about fostering that dialogue, choice, technology, and not just us trying to hit consumers with the educate stick, but really understanding what consumers are saying to us.
Well, I'm looking forward to a great program here, and you know, we'll see how the moderation goes. We'll all be watching, you know.
All things in moderation, Chuck. All things in moderation. So.
Okay, thank you very much, Andy Vance. We're here at the Animal Ag Alliance Stakeholder Summit. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.